I'm ready for it.
The air is fine. Nice aroma of wet creosote. Arizona summer monsoon season. I don't mind the little bit of stickiness here and there. It's a short period of time, and you know, it lets us appreciate just how beautiful the weather is the rest of this season. But we're talking now with Mr. Bob Trotter of California Closets, doing walking through the dynamics of home offices. And an interesting thing your wife had mentioned, Pamela?
Paula.
Paula, I'm sorry. I keep saying Pamela. Paula. We're going to get you on air one way or the other before it's over. Paul had mentioned you've got to decide whether you want it to look like an office or whether you want it to look like part of the house. If you're working out of your home office, personally, I like to make it look like an office because it changes your mindset mentally. If I'm sitting at home and if I feel like I'm at home, I can't get my mind kicked into gear the way it needs to be to focus to do work. But that's just a personal preference and something you have to discover in the design phase.
Exactly. That discovery phase is really, really important. And so you know, our designers just ask lots and lots of questions. People can build a home office or build a closet, or, you know, it's not rocket science to be able to just build these things. But to build something that fits your needs and is aesthetically pleasing in whatever way that is that you want, that's the hard part. And getting that information out of somebody and then understanding what you're hearing are very difficult things. At least we've found that. But if we do our job right, usually the end product is fantastic, and the customers just love it.
And another feature y'all were talking about was the use of Murphy beds, which I didn't realize was the brand name.
Yes, we do our wall beds, but Murphy bed is a brand name, and we do those. And that's something that's happened. We do a lot of them in Tucson because, once again, the retirement crowd is so strong there. We do have they use one of their bedrooms for a home office because they still would like to. They just can't give up their office, and so they use a wall bed at the same time, or we incorporate a wall bed into the office, and that way they can take care of any grandchildren that may stop in.
Multifunction.
Yes.
Instead of just making it one or the other. And on those wall beds, how hard are those to pick up and down? That's the one thing I always wonder. I know you move my mattress. Mattress is a heavy thing. How easy are these to just constantly pick up? And that's got to be some pretty hardy hardware to be able to mechanically make that move every single time you pick it up or put it down.
Yep, they are. The hardware is very strong. They incorporate a number of springs. It could be up to 10 springs on a bed, and these springs have to be set just right in order to balance that bed to the to its weight. And you can just pick it up with a finger and close it and pull it open the same way. It's just very simple. And one thing that wall beds are, because of the tension and torque that's on those, all that hardware, it's really important that people do know that they shouldn't try and move something like that on their own. It's it can get very dangerous, so always ask a professional to do that for you.
And if you've got two young boys, is there anything that prevents one brother from playing a prank on the other one and and picking it up while he's sleeping and locking him in?
No, that's the fun part.
That's the whole reason you get a Murphy bed.
That's right.
Pick on your little brother. On the storage side of it, for anything that you don't shred, do y'all do, you know, safes, fireproof locking? I mean, what for secure documents that you need? You know, you've got your birth certificate and your backup of your passwords and your banking account information.
Yeah, any of that. We also do wall safes, and we can also incorporate floor safes into a project. That happens quite often, and it just all depends on, you know, what once again, what your needs are, and we have to discover those.
Do y'all ever work with any kind? You had mentioned wall safes and floor safes, like gun safes that are tied into your desk.
You know, a lot of times, not so many big safes like that are in a home office. They might be in other places of the house, and we incorporate those into those spaces too. But for a home office, you kind of want to keep it simple as possible.
Mm-hmm. Now, y'all also, going outside the office, you mentioned, you know, we do cabinets for closet space and laundry rooms, but media walls and how much that's changed from the big tube TVs that you used to need to, you know, build out 36 inches. You could have a full cabinet set some in a lot of cases because the TVs were so deep, and now everything's just, you know, razor thin.
Yep. Actually, we love it. We love doing media centers for people. They can get really exciting because they can be absolutely incredible designs that come out of it. And you can take your television and just hang it on the wall, but we can also build cabinetry around that, and in so many different ways. And the contemporary drive right now for media centers is really strong. So we really, really love building those. And the one of the things that we do try and do is make sure the television is not sucked up right against the wall if you have cabinetry around it. And so we'll take the television and actually mount it on a board on that wall, and bring it out maybe 6-8 inches or 10 inches to towards the front of the cabinet. That way it doesn't tunnel itself back into the cabinetry.
Have you seen these TVs now that are like slightly curved?
Yep.
So wherever you're sitting, you know, it's supposed to be the, you know, so you don't have to worry about being on the side looking one way, especially for sporting events. Seem like it'd be a great application. Do they work?
You know, I can't really say so much that, you know, I think it's more of a fad than anything. And, you know, they're not going to quit making flat ones, and and they'll always have the curved ones too. I'm not sure.
Those new clear, super high def ones, I can't watch them. They give me a headache. It's too clear in the slow panning and the brightness. I can't look at them at all.
You know, it is important to, you know where you sit and how you actually watch the television. Some people, you know, like to have the television up high on the wall. Some people like to have it really low towards the floor. At eye level, if you're sitting in a very soft chair, it's going to be pretty close to the floor. And that distance that you are sitting from that television is really important. A lot of people think, you know, oh, the bigger the television I get, the better. But when it starts getting pretty big and those people on the television are bigger than you are, that movement can really mess with your mind.
It does. It drives me insane. But they make them, so those people must be buying them.
Oh, yeah. Bigger is better, right?
Now, going into the closet, there's a... I've seen pieces that do like pressing and, you know, hanging of clothes, and kind of your own little personal dry cleaner station inside the closet.
There are, there actually are stations that can do a kind of a dry cleaning type system for you, when it comes to the closets, I mean, there's so many other things that are available now, and you can just make these closets so beautiful. They can get pretty expensive, or, you know, you can keep them on the less expensive side. Just depends on what you're willing to put in that closet. But the closets can come out absolutely beautiful. In fact, we've had a customer not too long ago that we did their closet for them. And one day they called us up and said, just wanted to let you know, we're having dinner in our closet tonight.
That's but you. Oh, what, you know? Okay, very good. It's a job well done.
Exactly. It was pretty good. So, but yeah, we get comments like that all the time that are just you know, really interesting. But it's amazing what closets can do for people, because when you organize people, make their lives much simpler. Once they feel it and see it and live with it, then they really understand what we go through to make this closet work for them. So, and it's the same way with pantries and garages and the home office. You know, if we can do our job correctly, it just makes life so much easier for them.
So y'all do have a garage division as well?
Yes, we do garage cabinets too.
And that's all still in the same assembly there on Orange?
Yes. Yep.
I missed that completely. We would have had a completely different conversation. That's right. Let's get to the garage. What is it, a California closet product line, or what product line are these? Metal cabinets?
No.
Ceiling storage?
We don't do any ceiling storage, and we don't do metal cabinets. We do it out of the same materials that we are doing inside the homes. And so, some people just like very simple white, or, you know, like an almond-colored garage. But then there's those people that want the best wood grains that are out there. And so we can do just about anything they want. But once again, it's not something that somebody should just throw cabinets up on a wall and say, here you go. We'd like to talk to the customer, and we'd say, okay, what's going in this cabinet? You know, how are you using it? So we can figure out the best possible way for them to organize their things. It may be a thing where we'll check with people to see if they like to use containers to put their stuff in to keep the dust out, because obviously Tucson's pretty darn dusty. And simple containers that they buy at Target or Home Depot or, you know, Kmart, we'll measure for those containers to make sure that we can build the cabinets to actually fit those containers and use as little space as possible.
That's the nice thing about having that type of ability with your own shop is you're not trying to take a pre-manufactured cabinet and cram something in it. You can build it to fit your customer's need.
Everything we do is custom. And so if you want a cabinet that's 33 and a third inches wide, we will make that. We're not stuck to that box type of cabinet.
California Closets, Mr. Bob Trotter and his wife Pamela, who we got one segment left, and we're going to get you on air. It's Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning.